Cher, Dick Van Dyke, Gary Busey among thousands forced to evacuate homes amid Malibu wildfire. Firefighters are continuing to battle a fast-moving brush fire that erupted in Malibu, California, earlier this week, prompting thousands of residents to flee their homes, including local celebrities such as Dick Van Dyke, Gary Busey, and Cher. On Tuesday, the award-winning Mary Poppins star released a statement online, confirming that he and his wife, Arlene, had safely evacuated their home, taking all but one of their animals with them. Van Dyke, who turns 99 on Friday, said the couple's beloved cat, Bobo, managed to escape while they were leaving. "We're praying he'll be okay and that our community in Sierra Retreat will survive these terrible fires," the actor wrote on Facebook. In a video posted on Instagram, actor Gary Busey, best known for his roles in Lethal Weapon and Point Break, said he was very smart to have evacuated the Malibu fire. Cher's publicist, Liz Rosenberg, told the Associated Press that the singer fled her Malibu home and had checked into a hotel. The Epoch Times reached out to Rosenberg for further comment. However, another famous Malibu resident, Mark Hamill, told his social media followers that he was sheltering in place. "We're in lockdown because of the Malibu fires," the actor, who starred in the Star Wars film franchise, shared via Instagram. "Please stay safe, everyone. I'm not allowed to leave the house, which fits in perfectly with my elderly recluse lifestyle." Malibu brush fire. The blaze, which authorities have named the Franklin Fire, broke out shortly before 11 p.m. on Monday near Malibu Creek State Park, located about 35 miles west of downtown Los Angeles. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning earlier in the day for dangerous fire weather conditions across portions of Southern California, citing strong Santa Ana winds and very low humidity. "Any fire starts have the potential to grow rapidly," the federal agency wrote on X. Mandatory evacuations were subsequently issued for Sierra Retreat, a gated community in Malibu, and later extended to the surrounding area, affecting about 12,600 residents. By 3 a.m. on Tuesday, the Franklin Fire had spread south toward the coast, making its way across Pacific Coast Highway to the Malibu Pier area, the City of Malibu reported. During a news conference held Tuesday evening, Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone said the entire area remains under threat. "As long as the current red flag conditions persist, strong winds and low humidities will continue to challenge firefighters on the line and in the air as they struggle to contain the stubborn fire," Marone noted. As of Wednesday afternoon, the brush fire had burned more than 4,000 acres and was 7% contained. "Our thoughts are with all those affected by this devastating event," the City of Malibu wrote on X. The official cause of the Franklin Fire, which comes 6 years after the historic Woolsey Fire devastated the same region, is still under investigation. Public schools in the area will remain closed throughout the week. Pepperdine University, a private Christian university located in Malibu, also announced class cancellations and the postponement of semester finals due to the fire. Fire activity around Pepperdine's Malibu campus has greatly diminished as the Franklin Fire has burned through most of the fuel immediately surrounding campus, but some flames are still visible in small pockets of campus, the university shared Tuesday morning. The following day, Pepperdine said power had been restored to its Malibu campus. While the Franklin Fire continues to burn in the Santa Monica Mountains, active flames remain diminished on the campus, with a few spot fires and periodic hot spots, all of which are being addressed by fire personnel, the university wrote. In a statement, Pepperdine's president, Jim Gash, said the safety and security of the university's students, faculty, and staff are a top priority. "We will do everything in our power to continue to support them in the days ahead," Gash said. "As we emerge from this challenge, we will remain rooted in faith, leaning on one another, and serving our Malibu community together with God's help." The Associated Press contributed to this article.